invented a science joke. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
How many Edisons does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
Who cares? He stole the idea and doesn't deserve his own joke.
Is that really true?
Of course. That's how you know it's a good joke. It not only entertains, it informs.
Hey, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, Barry, how many Edisons does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Do you know Edison didn't actually invent the light bulb?
What do you want, Barry?
Just wanted to drop this off as a little thank you for Amy.
What's this for?
Your idea really helped me out. My white cone quantization paper's online already. The response has been amazing.
Well, that's fascinating. I can't wait to read it.
No, no, me as well. Please email it to Sheldon@bazinga.biz. Why dot biz? Because I just gave you the business. And also bazinga.com was taken.
Anyway, thanks again. Koopa, suck eggs.
Since when do you help out Barry Kripke?
Well, I've been thinking about a cellular automata approach to neuronal connectivity, and I thought it might have some interesting applications to string theory. It's not a big deal.
Oh, really? When I was doing string theory and hit a dead end, why didn't you try to help me?
I did. You said the only math biologists know is if you have three frogs and one hops away, that leaves two frogs.
That's pretty funny. That does sound like me. But that doesn't mean that you should be standing on street corners handing out your math to whatever guy comes along.
Sheldon, we're all scientists. I helped out a fellow colleague. You're being petty.
I'm being petty? You know Barry and I have a professional rivalry. You heard him. He told me to suck eggs. You know, if we were friends, he would have suggested I suck something more pleasant. Why are you laughing? Did you learn something?